It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. Now, last week, our show on Scrooge was met with very few bah humbugs. One listener felt that Scrooge just isn't Scrooge without Marley. Marilyn Kunkel wrote to us, "Let us not forget the supporting actors in the production as a whole. My favorite is Alistair Sim, but not just him alone. It was the whole production of Scrooge that I loved, especially Marley's ghost, whose moans of abject misery made you really believe he had been wandering the earth in torment." Our show on yoga's popularity brought this admonition from listener Buzz Burrell in Boulder, Colorado. "Relax. Saying yoga has become too commercialized is like saying Christmas has become too commercialized. This is a tired old argument. Yoga, like Christmas, means many different things to different people. The point is, that has always been true. I've been to India twice, and anyone who thinks everyone is chanting their way to nirvana is a little wet behind the ears. Yoga is physical, mental, spiritual. It's all of those. It's up to you." During our show about the year in politics, many listeners felt that our joke about Al Gore and his invention of the Internet fell flat. Scott Northwood in San Anselmo, California, offered this critique, writing, "Gore never claimed he invented the Internet. He actually did take the lead congressional role in developing the Internet as we know it today. However, media coverage of the exaggerated claim has always been ridiculous. Please retire the joke, because it has long since outlived its usefulness and accuracy." And our show on the hidden advantages of being messy brought letters from a cross-section of people, from self-described slobs to the kind of people who iron their socks and stack them by color. Elizabeth Wren wrote on behalf of both, saying, "I once had an elderly widower neighbor whose house was always neat, and he had no help. One day, when he visited my house and I apologized for the clutter, he waved his hand and said, 'Pshaw, as my wife used to say, if your house doesn't get messy, then who is going to notice when you clean it up?' Right there and then, I knew they had a long, happy marriage, accepting of each other's ways. I do take great joy in cleaning up and comparing the clean to what was the utter mess. Without pain, would we know great joy?" Well, we want to hear from you, whatever your organizational habits, deportment, or hygiene. So if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some guidance on how to pronounce your name.